stick.
Another edition of Outside the Pizza Box. Pizza Box Mike here. You are listening to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, and of course WTTM 1580 AM. Good morning, Jason. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Pizza Box?
Well, it's the.
I guess I didn't answer, did I?
No. Hey, that's all right. No, that's perfect.
It's been a week. Again.
It's the upside down and ass backwards edition of. It's like when you get a pizza flipped over, turned on its side a couple times, everything slides around, and then, I mean, what a week in Wisconsin and the world again, yeah. Right? pretty much got to start with Wisconsin, though, because, you know, last week we were talking about the environment, and I heard you at the end of your show and your guests, and it's like an everyday thing. You know, who would have thought, you know, loving the planet and keeping it clean was going to be such a difficult job, right? It's really quite easy, but we're working on it. Maybe this infrastructure bill that, you know, of course the Republicans will not support, because everything that benefits the people and the environment and nature, and first and foremost, Robin Voss will tell you, it's a non-starter. And I've always hated that, you know, and the Republicans for years have been using that non-starter thing because they were non-starters all throughout life, right? They didn't even get off the bench. Is that what it is? You're like jealous of people that actually excelled in something and, you know, didn't use it like some kind of springboard to become a politician. Because I know people, you know, I was in student council in high school, right? And I was vice president. The only reason why I ran was to stop this other guy from being the vice president, because I know that they liked him even less than me. I don't know. I
got a question for voters on that.
What's that?
I got a question for voters on that, that continue to vote for Republicans like this. Don't a bunch of these voters claim that they want both sides to work together to accomplish something? That's what they claim. So they want people that are going to work together, that say they're going to work together. So how are people that say something right away as a non-starter all the time trying to work together? How do you still vote for them? I don't get it.
It's the fact that we have some Democrats, especially in D.C. In Wisconsin, I'd say that the Democrats usually line up together to side with the people quite consistently. You know, it's not like Manchin or Sinema where they're, you know, a U.S. senator and they want to stay in that cushy job, a couple hundred thousand a year, basically. Why do they vote for him? I mean, Robin Voss, what, last week or the week before decided, you know, no, we're not going to take the $1.6 billion federal dollars, our money, that will now go to somebody else to make sure that we covered another 80,000 people with Badger Care to expand it, because it's such a good program. And I'll tell you why. I know I was on insurance and I got cancer and I lost my job and therefore I lost my insurance. And I don't understand why it was so easy for me to call the very next day, maybe because I'm a white middle-aged male, and get on Badger Care just like that. See, Republicans hate that, you know. That's free stuff to them. No, it's not. We all paid for that. That's there to help us for when, you know, if you guys legislated better or you reeled in like insurance companies and, you know, kind of cut out the middleman that takes all the money away from our healthcare system. Same thing, you know, you did to the schools to try and privatize. And so right now I want to put a plug in, you know, for the superintendent of schools. Vote for Jill Underly. She does understand private schools as well. Her children were in parochial schools at, you know, before she got involved, I guess. But she supports public education. And, you know, I've always said, you know, choice schools were always here, folks. They've always been here. It's just not expanding them through taking away tax dollars from public school system to, you know, to help privileged people pay even less for education. And then also they're, you know, they don't have the same, they just don't have the same way to teach in those schools. You know, they don't believe in the same thing. There's more ideology in there than, you know, real science and math and history. It's, you know, based on your faith, a lot of faith-based. Hey, that's fine. You know what I mean? But don't make me pay for it when, you know, it costs everybody else's child at the public school level. It's not fair. Okay, so that was one, you know, and do people understand that? It's not like, you know, it is a big deal, okay? $1.6 billion, that's what we lose, and another 80,000 people won't be covered. Instead, we could be $1.6 billion richer as a state, and 80,000 more people would be covered by Badger Care. Can you ask Robin Voss why that isn't a good thing? I mean, they did the same thing with high-speed rail at the beginning of the Walker administration.
Broadband.
And by the way, another reason to support Jill Underley is because I'm not even going to mention the other candidate's name and just let you know that the other candidate was endorsed by Scott Walker. So, hey, and she does support, you know, financing private schools with public school funds. So how deep do you want to go? I mean, we can't get medicinal marijuana passed in Wisconsin, right? Which is non-euphoric. And I'll tell you right now that the euphoric method is also kind of healthy for a lot of people. There's a whole bunch of doctors that understand cancer patients, people that have other ailments, pain, things like that, or relieves psychological issues like me. So, you know, we're not asking for recreational, even though we are, and the governor and the Democrats support it, but no, Republicans won't. But across the board, cocktails to go, right? In your car, because, well, it's got a lid on it. What, plastic, little tape? And of course, nobody's going to dip into that cocktail on their 30-minute, hour, whatever, drive home, right? I mean, for sure, people are just trying to help business, right? The Tavern League, just trying to help the Tavern League, right? I mean, there's a reason why one of our legislators used the term she used, who also has a show here, and I'm not ashamed of what she said, you know, just can't say it on the radio. But, you know, I understand that, the frustration, especially, you know, like I said, I'm the middle-aged white guy or later than middle-aged, whatever it is. So I've always had the benefits of a system that was designed for me. Again, I have fallen through the cracks because of the personality I have and some of the choices I've made in life. But, you know, it pretty much stops at the point where I was talking about, where I was able to get, you know, health care just like that, you know. Why doesn't that apply to everybody? Like in Sweden, where everybody has everything and somebody's whining about they take 40% of their money. Yeah, and they don't have, the rest of it they get to use on whatever. Everything else is paid for. In this country, you have to use 2/3 of your pay for your rent. And then how do you pay for your family for insurance? Because we know that, you know, most employers don't have a real cheap package for them, right? This is just, Wisconsin really bums me out. Oh, yeah, what was another thing they did recently? Sure, you know, let's honor Rush Limbaugh, the racist, you know, the bigot, the chauvinist pig. But, hey, we're not going to do anything at the Capitol for Black History Month. Don't tell me that this isn't like, you know, at least the first or second most racist state in the country. We saw what Georgia did in the bill they passed. And I was watching their governor whine today about, oh, you know, Stacey Abrams and these guys taking money away from the state and all that. They didn't do that. That was Major League Baseball made that decision, bro. Okay, so I do know you had corporations there, Governor, that supported the bill. And then afterwards, because their stock dropped and everybody said they were going to, you know, blacklist them. Oh, you don't like that term, huh? Well, you guys seem to use it negatively against everybody else. But when that happened, all of a sudden they have a change of heart. You know, they don't support it. Yeah, but it's too late at that point because you're not telling them to repeal it, are you? And that process should happen. And you saw the the woman black legislator trying to knock on the door as the governor's in there with a bunch of white men in front of a plantation portrait signing a, you know, voter suppression bill. And she's knocking on there, and there's the, it looked like a state patrol guy that they're there, state patrol. He had the right hat, and arrested her and dragged her out of the building, man. And so that meme that went up there, you know, that said black while knocking and white while knocking with all the terrorists that attacked the Capitol. I mean, this was a week of really, really strong memes that I saw. Just, and we'll talk about one. Is it time for break? Not yet.
2 minutes.
Oh, okay. So I'd put up a meme this week. And it was like, I took it from somebody else's post. It showed Kaepernick in his 49ers uniform taking a knee. And then on the other side, it showed Officer Chauvin kneeling on the neck of George Floyd. And I'm sure everybody's, you know, I won't watch the videos. I mean, I just take it. I did listen to the testimony of the people because I have a lot of empathy, and it, that gets to my heart too. But I'm not going to watch the cops murder some guy and still not be in jail yet. That just doesn't work for me, and I can't watch a human be snuffed out like that. But it shows him kneeling behind the squad on him, and it says, "Pick a knee, America." And I was like, wow. Wow, that's like, you know, not take a knee, not to pick a knee. And because, you know, the contrast, I mean, is right there. It's exactly what Kaepernick was protesting, was police brutality against people of color and just violence in general. And Chauvin the opposite, you know, and it just, I put it up. It got 100 some people just liking it and everything, 250 shares, people I didn't even know, and Facebook kicked me off for a week. So I appealed it, and they said, no, it goes against our community standards for, you know, harassing, bullying, and violence. And I'm like, what? And I got, they bumped it to 30. And I just like, man, I'm checking into this. This is discrimination for sure. And you know what? I pressured and pressured a little bit, made a few calls. I don't know if it got through to anybody. But the meme's back up, and so is Pizza Box Mike. And we'll be back right after this break. I'm coming back again. I'm not the one.